Okay, today's daf is daf in Aleph. Good Chodesh to all. Chodesh Tov, last day of Chodesh Tishrei. So we are on daf Mem Aleph, the last daf in Perek Eilan Aris. And this daf discusses something that we've touched on a number of times in this Perek, and that is the nature of Knossos, the nature of Dine Knossos, as it compares and contrasts to Dine Mammonis. This is one of the major dafim where it's really focused on the difference between the two, as we've touched on a number of times in the whole Perek, which is about Knossos. Says the Mishnah, Ha'omer pititi es bito shaploni. Somebody comes to Beis Din and says, I seduced Ploni's daughter. Meaning he's admitting, Mishalem boshes of Pagam apiyatzmo. So the boshes of the Pagam, he pays right away. Why? Because that's the principle of Hodas Baal Din Kmei Edav Dami. He's admitting to certain money. If anybody comes to court and says, I owe you money, so then he's allowed to do that. And we question, do we really trust him? Or even if we don't trust him, he's still allowed to do it. Is this a ne'emanus? Is this a hischaibus? He's obligating himself. Either way, a person could come to Beis Din and say that he owes anything he wants. But ve'ein mishalim knas. But he does not pay the knas. Why? Because of the principle, as we'll talk more about later. Modeb knas pater. Somebody admits to a knas by himself, pater. He is putter in the knas. So he has to pay the bushes of Pagam, and he does not have to pay the knas. Rabbi Chanan discusses the interesting point that if you look in the Tosvos, certain Tosvos, he's Bedaike from a Tosvos earlier on Daf Lamed Hey, it seems like that the fact that he has to marry her, the fact that the Ma'anis has to marry the Nenas, that also is a knas. Well, those are knas that he has to marry, he has no choice. So says Rabbi Chanan, if Mo Dip a knas, does he have to marry her? You know, so Modeb Knas, he's fine, the Chai, the Boshes of the Pagam, and he's Pater on the money. But if this is also a Knas, maybe he should say Modeb Knas Pater, he doesn't have to marry her. So he says, from Tosfos is Mashma, that you wouldn't have to because there's a Knas. But he says, if you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, at the end, by Kiseitzei, Sefer HaChinuch says that this mitzvah is Noig Bizmanazeh. So if you say it's Noig Bizmanazeh, Lachora, either it's not a Knas, or it's not a normal type of Knas that's an extra payment, as we'll see, or it's more of a mitzvah than a knas. If it's more of a mitzvah than a knas, then it would be noeg even bizman hazeh. And the question is, would somebody really say that? Somebody really say that losi elisha is a knas, and therefore modeb knas pater? So that's either way. Rabbi Chanan assumes that Tosfos might say it because Tosfos assumes that it is a knas. Either way, you can say it's a different kind of knas. Either way, that is Rabbi Chanan's kasha here about the Mishnah discusses boshes of agam versus the money knas. What about velosi elisha? Okay, there are four cases in the Mishnah. That was case number one. Case number two: Ha'omer ganavti. Somebody comes to Beis Din and says, I stole $100. So, Mishalim es HaKaren al piatzmo. So he pays up. He's admitting. And he pays the Karen, the principal. But, the Ein Mishalim Tashlume Kefel Tashlume Dal Behei. He does not pay Kefel because he stole. He has to pay double. If Adam had come, he would have to pay double. And he doesn't pay Dal Behei, even if he admits, I stole and I sold it. Or I stole and I shechted it. Still, he doesn't pay Dal Behei. Because, again, Kefel and Dal Behei are Knossos, and a person does not pay Knossos by his own admission. Modeb Beknas is Pater. Ask the Tosfos Yontif, what's the Chiddush of case two that we didn't already know in case one? You already know. Both are about money. But you have one case and you have another case. So, what do you say? Tosfos Yontif says, you might have thought that the Keren and the Kefel go together. And once you're paying the Keren, there's a tight connection between the Kefel and the Keren. Kamash Malan, no. Right, have a mina da'agav de bechal tashlumi kefil yesh bo keren. If you have a mina da'agav de chayiv bekeren yishalim gam kena knas, kamash malon delo. That's the Tosfos Yontif. Ask Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the Mishnah, on the Tosfos Yontif. What do you mean? There's also two payments in the Reisha. In the Reisha also, you have the boshes of the begam and the knas. So still, what's the chiddush? The Reisha says even though you have a payment of boshes of the begam, you don't pay knas. So to the sefer, the second case. Just even though you paid the Karen, you don't pay the Kefel. So still, what's the Chiddush of the second case? What? You have, there's a difference? Yeah?
Maybe Boshes of Pagam is
Mammon,
not a Knas.
So Karen is Mammon and not a Knas. So it's like Boshes of Pagam is Mammon and not a Knas. They're both Mammon payment and the Knas payment. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger now. You can't compare the Karen and the Kefel connection to the Boshes of Pagam and the Knas connection. Fun we had in Tosfos the past couple of days. That Tosfos says that Boshes of Pagam and Knas always go to the same address. Fine. But that's all that there is connected. There's no substantive connection between the payments of the Boshes of Pagam and the Knas. Kefel and Karen, they're connected. After all, he says, listen to his lashon, Aval kefel hu shnei pa'amim keren. If you think about it, kefel is the only sliding scale knas. Right? Everything else is fixed. Right? Shloshim shel eved. Onesu mafate. They're all fixed knasos. What else is there? Besides, we're going to have one today that's not fixed, besides this one. But this is the only payment that is fixed based on the principal. That's more than the principal. You pay double, whatever the principal is. You pay quadruple. You pay five times. Right? So, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that itself reflects this knas is different. This knas is more linked to the keren than others, and that's the chiddush of case number two. You might have said that once you pay in the keren, so you pay the double keren. Pay the double keren. Meruba, since you're chayiv in miksas ha-kefel, amazing lashon. Since you're chayiv in miksas ha-kefel, meaning the keren, so you're chayiv bakulo kefel. That's Rabbi Akiva Eiger's lashon. Again, this is something we discussed at length, if you remember last year, in the Tuesday night shiur, the relationship between the keren and the kefel. We suggested, based on the words of Rav Gusman, the Kodeshei Shiurim, that maybe it's a machlokes in five different places between the Rambam and the Raavad. I'll just quote you two of them, if you remember. One is the Rambam in Hilchos Geneva, Aleph Tezvav, where the Rambam discusses a Gemara for the beginning of Maseches Baba Kama, shaman or ain't shaman. Let's say I steal something and then I smash it. Could I give back the broken pieces and then just be mashlim the rest? Here are your broken pieces, shards, and you know what? Here's the difference. Or no, so you have to give back a whole new thing. I want the shards. No, give me back a whole new item. So what do you say? So the halacha is ain't shaman lagan. If you have to give back a whole new thing, you don't estimate the difference. You have to give back a whole new kli. That's what the Rambam says. Mishaganav kli v'shavro pichso nishpro nishpachas be'elav ein shaman lo apachas el aroin. How much was the kli worth? And you pay for a whole new kli to the owner. That's the Rambam. Says the Ravid, hani mili bekeren avo bekefel shaman ganav dunyav degazlin. So says the Ravid, that it might only apply to the keren, but not to the kefel. So the Rambam jumps to the kefel. The Gemara is about the keren. How do you know the kefel? So maybe it's automatic. Once he says something about a keren, you might say it about the kefel. There's other Rambam Ravids. There's one other one that's amazing, but the question is if it's really true or not. In the Minyan HaKatzar, we know the Rambam has a Sefer HaMitzvahs, listing all 613. But right before Mishnah Torah, right before Sefer Mada, it's even in the Sefer Mada volume, he has a Minyan HaKatzar, a short 613 list of a one-liner for each mitzvah. Not a paragraph for each mitzvah, a one-liner. So in Reish Lam Etas, the Rambam says, Gneva. Lodin ganav b'tashlumin, or b'misa, if he steals a nefesh, right, kidnapping, or b'machteres, all the halachas of Geneva. Says the Ravid. The Ravid has a hasaga on that minyan akatsar. Says the Ravid, what do you mean? Why is the Rambam only counting one? He should count two or three mitzvahs for Geneva. So what does that mean? He should count two or three mitzvahs for Geneva. So you might say it means this point. This exact point. Just like the Ravid argued in Mishnah Torah, that kefil is different. How can you compare the two? Right, so that's the question. I was looking at different gersos. So does it two or three, is the Ravid jumping on the kefel, or is he jumping on the Misa and the Machteres and the other halachas of Geneva? So it's not 100% clear. But once you have four other Ravids that say this, you might throw this in too. Either way, you can't build a shiur on Reish Lamates here. But other cases you can. But we got to this from Rabbi Akiva Eiger on our Mishnah in the Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eiger, where he notes that the chiddush of case number two over case number one is the relationship between the keren and the kefel. That's the chiddush. Fine. Case number three in the Mishnah. Hamish Shori S. Plony. Osho Plony. Somebody comes to Bezin and says, my Shor killed Plony. Or my Shor killed Plony's ox. Either way, both of those are cases of mominous. Hariza Mishal Apiyat, but that's not a knas. If my Shor kills a free person, a Ben Choren, I am Chayav, was called Kofer. Chayav Kofer. A certain type of payment that's in lieu of my getting killed. I'm not going to get killed because I didn't murder. The Gemara has a drasha that only if I kill do I get killed, not if my animal kills. But I am responsible, I'm negligent, right? So I have to pay kofar. It's a payment the Gemara discusses whether kufr is kapara or kufr mamona. Rashi here says, the Mishnah is assuming kufra mamona, that kufra kofar is a mamonous payment, and therefore, here you can pay it al piyatzmo. It's interesting. What's the contrast? The Rishonim discussed this. If the kofar payment would be kapara, it can't be done al piyatzmo? Why not? Isn't all kapara al piyatzmo? No, there is no possibility. Kufr is not kanas. Kufr is either mamona or kapara. There is no kanas possibility. So kapara means an atonement. An atonement, it's a kapara. So what, you can't be mechayvim? What's tshuva? You know, is it tshuva atonement? What, kapara has to be obligated by bezitz? Is Rashi really literal? That kufra amona. Maybe some say Rashi just means kufra amona is the only one that you could do yourself, and if Edom had come. Kapara, I'm sorry, and not, they're not medayik that if you would say it yourself, you'd be putter. They're just medayik that if you pay yourself, you know, like, I don't remember. So it's something with a different than with Edom come. But that's what Rashi says here, that the bishop is assuming kufra amona. Yeah. Okay, knas, we're going to get to that again. Does kapara have to be an element of onesh? We'll talk about it after when we mention that again in a minute. But that's case number three. That if you admit to a kofar payment, you pay it by yourself. Because that's not knas. But case number four, hey, mishori avdo shaploni, if somebody comes and says, my ox killed so-and-so's eved, so then that's a knas, that's shloshim shel eved. So then you wouldn't pay. That's more than a knas pater. The Mishnah ends off with a rule. Call a mishalim yeser amisha hizik. Ainu mishalim apiyatzmo. Anybody who pays more than they damaged, so then you don't pay by yourself because that is a reflection of a knas. Yeah.
Are all the skaters when he goes first to the court to admit, or it doesn't matter when he goes?
Yes, this is all when he goes to the court to admit before Edom come. There is a machlokes in Baba Kama between Rav and Shmuel. What if we see coming down two roads that lead to Bezdin? We see him coming and we see Edom coming. And we see that he's rushing. We see he's rushing to try to beat the Edom because he doesn't want to pay the knas. So, bo de beknas v'achach bo Edom. Is that chayv or poter? That's a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel in Maseches Baba Kama.
And once Edom comes, you can't be old
anymore. Once Edom comes, you can't be old anymore. Right. It's too late.
The person himself, let's say, the girl who was violated, go to the court and he sees that.
What if the girl comes, not the Edom, a different Baldin? That's a question. It's a question I don't remember. I have to look it up. Right, if the Bezdin knows, what if Bezdin saw it? Right? Lo te'i shmiya gadola miriya. Okay. So says the Gemara. But listen, Yonasti, why does case number one of the Mishnah talk about a case where he says, I seduce Bito Shaploni, and the Mishnah's Bechalik between Boshes and Begam versus Knas? Why not Anasti? Same thing. Why does the Mishnah pick Patisi? Says the Gemara, Lo miboy ka'amar. No, it's a Chiddush of Patisi. Lo miboy Anasti. Not only Anasti, we would trust this case. The Loka Pagim law. Anasti, he's not admitting that the girl did anything wrong. It's all his fault. So not only do we say that he's allowed to pay boshes of pagam in the case of anasti, where he's not pogamer at all, the moshan boshes pagam apiatzmo, avo patisi the kapagim law, you might think that if a person comes to court and says I seduced her, then emo lo moshan apiatzmo. Maybe we would say, you can't pay. We don't trust you. You're making her. You're not an aid. You're one person. You're saying that she was seduced. She did a baratzon. We not trust you. Right, let's say she's an Aram Rasa, she would be Chayim Misa. But she wants to marry a Kohen. Right, now you're going to mess her up for the rest of her life? Right, so you might say that if somebody says Patisi, we say, I'm sorry, I know you want to pay, but tough luck. You can't say that she did anything wrong. Kamashmal, and that's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush why the Mishnah says Patisi, because it's even though by paying we are saying that she did something wrong, kamash polon. This does, maybe you're in your eyes, you're asking, this does relate to the chakira of what is hodas baldin made them dami, really? Right, is that what you're going to say? Oh. Right, so hodas baldin, is that really an emanus or not? And this kind of proves that it's an emanus. We're really believing, because if it's just a hischaivus, we'll say, we have no idea whether it's true or not, you're just being mischaiv yourself. But echinami, this might be one of the rayas that a hodas baldin is a real emanus and not just a hischaivus, period. So ain adam mesem atzmo rasha. So maybe it's so it can't be an emunus. You're saying can't be an emunus. Okay, so that's but he's still admitting that he owes. Maybe we'll have a palgina dibura type of idea. We'll be nam on him that he owes the money, but not nam on him about the act. So maybe you have to have something like that. But you're right. The Rishonim here don't really get into that discussion of ain adam mesem atzmo rasha. Yeah.
How's it different than what we had pesha
asar? Right.
In other words, believe me that I'm coming to court to say I want to give money.
So Pesha Asar, but is that you? That usually doesn't say something bad about somebody else.
Fine, but he's saying about himself.
Believe me, I could have said that I just owe her $100.
Of course, it's nothing.
So okay, so you have amigo. Amigo, I could have said I owe her $100. So believe me that I say
that I seduce her.
But either way, did we ever have a case of Pesha Asar where the actual taina is worse because it's making somebody else look bad? I don't remember if we had a case of Pesha Asar like that. Okay, we have to look back. Says the Mishnah, Masisa Deloki Aitanu. Says the our mission is against the following Tana, who says the opposite of what we were just medayik. The Tanya Reb Shimon Yehuda Omer Reb Shimon Reb Shimon Aposhes Begam Einam Shalom Apiatzmo. He can't. Exactly what we were medayik is the chiddush of our Mishnah is what Reb Shimon Yehuda does not hold of, because he says you do not pay boshes of begam based on your own volition. Why? If you say patisi lo kalei menu shiif gombito shaploni. You can't be pogame so and so's daughter. You can't say something that's going to be make her into a pogum. So I'm like, Pavel Abaya, Nichol Ladidabai. What if she doesn't care? I want the money. I want the money. What if she doesn't care? Okay, I did it. Or she says, whatever, I did it or not, I want the money. The Gemara says, no, still no. Dilmalo Nichole Lavia. Every child's action is a reflection on her parents. Right? Every girl, every child, right? We say in the Ashri Yoladato. Halavai, that should be the bracha that everybody gives us. Or gives our children. Ashri Yoladato. So here too, the father's not interested in having a pogum daughter. So Gemara says, Nichole Lavia Mai. What if the father says, yeah, give it to her. We need the money. So no, Dilmalo Nichole Hula B'nei Mishpacha. No, the family members, not just the father. But every time something happens to a family member, it reflects on the family. Right? Mishpachas Korach. Right? It reflects on the family. So the Gemara says, Nichol ubrei mishpacha mai. What if the family say, it's okay? Efshar delek achad b'medina sayam t'lo nicholai. It's impossible that there's somebody in Madagascar that doesn't care. It's got to be somebody out there that cares, that's upset about it. And therefore, we don't trust him, according to Reb Shimon ben Yehuda. Esther Ra'ah. This girl wants her money. Who cares about some relative in some far-off place? What's the big deal about you? Or Efshar, there's no relative in Medina Sayam? Says the Ra'ah, no. Because this is a Hodas Baldin. Hodas Baldin does not work if it negatively affects somebody else. What's Hodas Baldin if it's purely me? Purely me. Just like the Gemara says, he doesn't quote it, but just like the Gemara says in Maseches Kedushin. Hodas Baldin, oh, I'm married to her. No, you can't say I'm married to her because now you're asrei krovim. Anytime that it negatively affects others, you can't do Hodas Baldin. Right? So you can't do that. Yeah. Okay. So that is the Ra'ah, Hodas Baldin would not work here. Here we go. Omer Ganafi Mishalam Sakarin. So we have the same Gemara now. Same blot of Gemara appears in Maseches Baba Kama on Daf Tezvav, appears in Ksuvas Daf Emauth. Right, that'll be important fact in a few minutes. Itmar, Pal Ganiska. Let's talk about a knas that we haven't spoken about yet, and that is Chatzi Nezek. Chatzi Nezek, Pal Ganiska. When do you pay Chatzi Nezek? If my shor gores you, your property. My shor gores your property, my shor goes your shor, and my shor is what's called a shor tam. It has not gored three times yet. It is shor tam, first, second, third time. So then, it is called keren. It is called, we'll see more about this in a minute, the category of keren, three categories of nezek, keren, shein, and regel. Shein is when an animal acts based on getting hana, right? It rubs against its back against your property. Regel is normal behavior, derech ilucha, right? It walks and it tramples something of yours. Keren is when it gores. We'll see what the nature of keren is in a little later. But keren is if it gores, and the first three times it's called a short time, and it pays chatzi nezek. So what is that categorized as? That chatzi nezek. Is that an expected payment or not? Machlokas. Rav Papa Amar Paganis Ka Mamona. Rav Funa Bredi Vishu Amar Paganis Ka Knasa. So Machlokas, Rav Papa says Paganezek is Mamonis payment. Rav Funa Bredi Vishu says it is a Knas payment. It is a Knas payment. What's the Svaris? The following. Mar fleshes it out. Rav Papa Amar Paganis Ka Mamona. Kasavar Stam Shvarim Lav Vecheska Shimer Kaimi. Rav Papa says it's Mamona. Why? Because all oxen are wild. All oxen, you have to assume, are going to go out and damage. They're not b'ches kashimer. They're not tame. They're not. You have to assume that they're wild. U'bedinu d'mishalim kule. And really, you should pay everything. Really, you should have to pay full. Nezek shalem. V'rachmanu d'chayis alei. But the Torah has some rachmanus on you. T'akad lo yaturah. You know what? It's the first three times. The Torah has some rachmanus on you. So, therefore, the Torah says, you know what, only pay half. But really, you should pay the whole thing. This isn't a knas. This is mamonis. The ritva here, the Rishonim discuss here, it must be that it's not totally wild, like a rabid dog, right? Because then why would the Torah have Rachmanis on you? What's the Torah having Rachmanis on you? Right? If you have a crazy mazik in your house, what, the Torah's Rachmanis? Oh, we feel so bad for you. Oh, it hasn't done it three times yet. What are you talking about? Says the Ritva, it's got to be somewhere in the middle. And also says, the Ritva doesn't add this point, but is this a machlokas in Mitzius, as we're going to have? Right? The second sheet is going to be, oh, really, Becheska Shimer Kaimi. Machlokas in Mitzius, what oxen are? So obviously, we'd rather not say that. You have to say it's somewhere in the middle. It's somewhat wild, but it's somewhat a little bit, you know, you expect it to be a little bit okay until it does it three times. So that's what the Ritva is. Ritva says that it's in this balance. It's la b'cheska shimer kaimi, but it's not b'cheska's totally wild. It's in the middle. Pamim humazik. So that's why you have this machlokas. The Tosfos HaRosh adds the point that you find other examples where the Torah matirs or paters certain hezek. I just mentioned Regel and Shane. Regel is Pater and Rosh Hazaravim. Why is that? Right, if your stuff is in Rosh Hazaravim, why is that? So there are svaras for it. Or Shane, right, he quotes, or Aish is Pater for Tamun. Right, if I burn down your haystack, if you happen to have your laptop in your haystack, oh, I'm Pater, it was Tamun, it was hidden. So you have some exemptions by Hezek. This is another one. This is another one, says the Tosfos HaRosh. It's not so unusual. Beginning in this first six prakim of Baba Kama. Talk about the Nezikin. So says Rav Papa, so this is for Papa Shita, that animals, the Shvarim, are not Becheska Shimur, and therefore you should pay the whole thing, and the Torah has some Rachmanis, you only pay half. But really, that half is something you should pay. Therefore, it's Mamanis. Rav Huna ben Yeshua Amar, the other Shita, Pagnis Kaknasa. No! Chati Nezek, when your animal is it's a Knas. Why? Ksavar, Stam Shvarim Becheska Shimur, Kaimi, Shvarim are Becheska Shimur. Again, not a Machlokas in Metzias, but a Machlokas of, is this middle ground where it is? You know, how would we categorize that? So Rav Papa says, Rav Huna says, that it's Becheska Shimur, meaning you can assume it, it'll be okay. Ubedinu de lo b'shalim klal. And really, he should be totally potter. Uverachmanahu de kansei. But the Torah says, no, we're fine you. We're konis you keichet de lintere ture. Even though, meikra de, maybe you shouldn't have to, you know, we want you to extra guard your shore. And therefore, the Torah says, unless you do, you're going to be chayiv chatzi nezek. Yeah. According to the Rav Papa, he doesn't have Torah. His Rachmanis on the Nizek, maybe the other Shita is Rachmanis on the Nizek, and it makes him pay a little bit. But according to... according to... He's only going to pay Chatzi Nezek the first three times. What, according to... It's only Chatzi Nezek, only going to pay half, not full. So you're right, he has Rachmanis in this case, he has Rachmanis, right. One person's Rachmanis, another person's Achzorius. Okay, but that's the other, that's the way you have the other Shita. Paganis Knasa, you know, Rachmanis on the Nizek. So Rashi quotes, of course, what is the major Nafgamina between Paganis Kaknasa, Paganis Kamona, as our Mishnah says, Modi Beknas. Modi Beknas. Let's talk about that for a minute, as we've alluded to it a number of times. Modi Beknas Pater. So the most common understanding of Modi Beknas Pater, as we'll talk about later on the daf, why is Modi Beknas Pater, is because the Knas does not exist yet. The Knas does not exist yet. The Knas is Mechuyev by Bezdin. There are many riyas to this throughout Shas, that a Mominis, that is generated by the act itself. If I lend you money, so you owe me mamon based on that act. If I do something to you that's mechayiv me now a knas, I am not chayiv the knas until Bezdin tells me I'm chayiv the knas. That's why we're going to have a little bit tomorrow and also on Sunday. Ein adam morish knas labanov. The person dies before he gets the knas. He's not morish that chayiv. Because he's not owed it yet. He's not owed it yet. It doesn't exist yet. There's a Gemara in Makas and Daf Hey, which seems to say also that by Edom Zomamin, if Edom Zomamin testify, if Edom testify about somebody owing a Knas, and then they're proven Zomamin, that's different than that's different. Let's say, and in that case, the Edom Zomamin are proven to be liars, but really the guy had done something by that time already, that he already owed the knas anyway, based on the act, Edom Zomamin is still chayiv. Why? Because the guy really wasn't a bar chiyuva yet, says the Gemara. Why? Because the knas is only from Bezdin. It doesn't matter if the act took place. But let's say two Edom come and say that Reuven killed Shimon, and then two other Edom come and say, you were with us in Chicago, you couldn't have known that, but you know what? Reuven did kill Shimon a week earlier. Or Reuven did owe money a week earlier. You know what? Then Edom Zomamin are putter. Why? Because the Gemara says he's already a bar chiyuva. The act itself makes him into a bar chiyuva by mominus, by nefashus, maybe. Maybe by nefashus. Maybe it's a question by nefashus or not. That's what the Gemara discusses there. But for sure, Bikiv Eger says he's machayv to mominus and knasus. I'm not going to get into nefashus now. But mominus and knasus. So you see, a knas might not exist. So modem knas pater, you can't admit to something that does not exist yet. That is what most, how many achronim interpret. But there are some rishonim the other way. There are some rishonim that seem to assume modem knas that seem to assume that a knas does exist. Rabbi Chanan brings a number of rishonim. One of them, Rabbi Chanan says, is that the Yerushalmi holds that we're in Shemitah now. Shvit is Meshamet Chiyuve Knossos. Even before Hamad Bedin. If I owe a Knoss, if I did something that's Machai me a Knoss, I didn't go to Bezin yet, and then Shvias comes, just like Shvias gets rid of loans, the end of Shvias we pass in, Shvias gets rid of Knossos. What do you mean? It's not here yet. How can I get rid of it? It does exist. It does exist. It brings a couple of rais. But Rabbi Chanan says, therefore, okay, so now I'm stuck. So why is Modi Beknas Pater if it exists already? So for that, Rabbi Chanan says, and Rav Shechter quotes this from Rav Salvechik also, maybe there's another din. Even if a knas exists already, maybe that a knas by definition is a punishment which needs to be inflicted. If a punishment isn't inflicted by someone else, not self-inflicted, that's not called inflicted. Bezin must inflict the punishment upon me. And if I admit to it, I'm getting the ball rolling. That's anti-definitional to what a knas is. So it may be it exists already. But I have to be mechayev it because it's an onesh. That's the Lashon. So I'll read you from Eretz Tzvi and Siman Mem. That's what he says here. Tashlumi knas zorach lomar b'toras onesh. Ubechdei lihichashiv ka'onesh b'ino shalo yishali midas atzmo. Elo shiyani shuhu ha'bezdin. Bezdin has to be monish. Rabbi Chanan says the same thing. In Chelek Beis, if you want to look it up, Rabbi Chanan has a big piece. In Siman Yud Gimel. Beis Yud Gimel. Be'emes chiyev knas cha'olav tekev misha hizik. Kemo b'mamon. Elo ha'haykadini v'haykadinei. D'mamonu chayev l'shalim chovola ha'nizik. He quotes, Rabbi Chanan says, when you have a case of mamonis, why does Reuven owe Shimon? Because Shimon is owed money, and therefore Reuven must pay. Where does it start? It starts with Shimon. Shimon is owed money, and therefore Reuven must pay. What about by Knas? It's the opposite. Reuven owes money, and Shimon is the lucky guy. Shimon's going to get the money, but really it starts with Reuven. Reuven's chiyuv Knas, not Shimon's chiyuv to get. So that's in Chovet Shirim, Chelek Beis, Siman Yud Gimel. So Rabbi Chanan has two columns on this where he says it has to be mechuyev. Rabbi Salvechik added an amazing nafkamina, which he wasn't sure about. Rabbi Shachter quotes, he had a suffix about it. The Rambam has a separate losase, where is it? Reish, I don't remember where it is. I have it here. Separate losase, Shinchav Beis. Shinchav Beis of giving an onesh on Shabbos. Separate lo saseif, a bez is not allowed to be monish on Shabbos. So the Gemara says this about Misa, because giving Misa on Shabbos is one of the malachas. Giving Malchus on Shabbos is one of the malachas. You're wounding. So ask the Achronim, so what Rambam seems as a chiddush. You have a separate lo saseif. So when you give an onesh, you give Malchus on Shabbos, you're violating lo sasekom malacha and giving an onesh on Shabbos. Two. So ask Rav Salvechik, what happens if you give a knas on Shabbos? If Bezdin implements a knas on Shabbos, would they violate? If Bezdin makes somebody pay on Shabbos, so what are they doing? Muksa, money. So money is an onesh. What if they implement a knas on Shabbos? Amazing on this. If knas is really an onesh, maybe they're violating an isadaraisa, not just mominus of mekachu mamkar, durabanan. Maybe it's even an isadaraisa. What if they put somebody in cheirim? Right, we mentioned that. What if they put somebody in cheirim on Shabbos? Maybe that's more of an onesh than a knas. Okay. So that's the discussion of knasas. Here we go. Two dots. Simon, Hezek Ma Behemus Klal, right? Shlach Kodesh. Got to say the Simonim. Tnan, we're going to have four tries to try to prove Paganis Kaknasa or Paganis Kamamona. Tnan, Hanizik Bamazik Bata Shlumin. So the first three are going to be from Mishnais and Baba Kama. We're going to try to prove Paganis Kaknasa, Paganis Kamamona. The fourth one is going to be our Mishnah. So interesting, Shimon Kubetzes has a very insightful comment. He says, when you usually try to prove something, how does the Gemara usually start off? Right, you have a machlokas, you try to bring a proof. What does Gemara say? Tashma, Meisve, right, Eisve. What's Tznan? Kasha 1. Kasha 2, usually, if you have a discussion on a Gemara, don't you usually bring the Mishnah that you're talking about first, and then bring from all over Shas? Right? Here, the fourth case, the final case you bring is the Ar Mishnah. And what do you have a Tznan for? It should be an Esve. Says the Shiva Kubetz is unbelievable. Really, this is a Baba Kama Sugya. So it's as if we're in Baba Kama today. says Zifur is Baba Kama. That's why he brings the Baba Kama Mishnah. Paganiska Knosses and Ksubis, come on. Right? It's a Baba Kama Sugya. So that's why it says Zifur and Baba Kama. Therefore, it says Tnan, because it's bringing our Mishnah, and that's why he brings the Baba Kama Mishnah first. And that's why he says, and that's why Rashi says what he says. Look at Rashi. Rashi says Tnan, Baba Kama. That's Rashi talking about. Thank you very much. Rashi's letting us know. This isn't Baba Kama. You should know that. No, Baba Kama, because we're in Baba Kama there. That's why he uses this funny lashon. Tznan instead of Tashma Reisve. That the Shidu Kubesas says that as a diuk in Rashi. Whenever we have a line like this, we also think of the thought of Rav Huttner. The Rav Huttner says that even when they wrote down Torah Shebal Peh, they wrote it in a Torah Shebal Peh way, so you always need a Rebbe to understand Torah Shebal Peh. Because why is this in Baba Kama in Ksubas also? So Rav Huttner says, so that you still need a Rebbe to understand Torah Shebal Peh. Why is the Gemara seem to be all mixed up sometimes? And you have things out of left field in different places where it's not supposed to be? Because you need a Rebbe. You need a Rebbe to organize it all for you. And as the Gemara says, we had in Brachas on Daf Mem Vav, Mem Zayin over there, that what's the definition of an Amah Aretz? So the Gemara says somebody doesn't put on tefillin, somebody doesn't send his kids to yeshiva, somebody doesn't mezuzah, tzitzit, the last shita. Somebody can be a huge Talmud Chacham. He doesn't have a Rebbe. Acherim say, that's an Am Ha'aretz. And the Gemara says, Halacha ka Acherim. Oh, it's a Rebbe. Okay. That's the Musar for today. Tanan. Number one, Nizik Mazik with Tashlum. It says the Mishnah Baba Kama that the Nizik and the Mazik all have to bear part of the brunt of the damage. So Bishmal Madara Paganiska Mamona. I understand. If you hold Paganiska Mamona, where he's supposed to pay the whole thing, and he only pays half, so then Hainu the Shach Nizik with Hashlum. And then we understand the Mazik's losing half because he's paying half. The Nizik's losing half because he should get the whole thing, and he's only getting half. So they're both bearing the brunt. That's what the Mishnah means. Ela Mandamar Paganiska Knasa, but according to Mandamar Paganiska Knasa, Hasha Delavdi Deka Shakil, the victim should get nothing. And he's getting a half extra. But Hashlum and Isa, so what kind of losing part is that? He's getting half of it. That he's not supposed to get at all. So what's the pshat of that Mishnah? Shalom nisrcha el apachas nevela. You know what that Mishnah is referring to? Yes, he gets half of it. But what happens to the devaluation that takes place after the victim's animal, the nizik? Let's say the animal is killed one day, and then by the time Beis Din comes, it's 2 weeks later. So it's that the body, the carcass, has putrefied in 2 weeks. So that difference in depreciation. Who pays for that? Who bears that? The nizik has to bear that. Even if you say chati nezek, that's only what the animal was worth when it was alive and when it died at that moment. But after death, until hamad abedin, that's all on the nizik's plate. So that's what it means that the nizik bears the brunt. Even if you say pagan is knasen, he's getting half extra, he bears the brunt of that time. That's pachas nevela. How much the nevela goes down in the interim. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. We know that from another Mishnah. Pachas nevela tanina. Tashlumi nezek malami shabayla matablam nevela. We know that already. That the owner's, the nizek is the one that's responsible for the nevela. So Gemara says, no. Chada batam v'chada b'mu'ud. You need two Mishnahs about pachas nevela. What about tam, what about mu'ud? But tzricha, you need both. Yes, mina tam. If you only had the Mishnah about tam. Only about tam that we know that the nizek is the one that is responsible for dealing with the dead carcass, with the carcass, mishum dakadi lo yayin. So you would have thought maybe there, because look, the mazik animal wasn't warned yet, so we don't fault him so much. Ava mu'ud yayin emalo. But by the mu'ud animal, he's a terrible animal. What a terrible owner. You know, throw in the pachas nevela too. That's why you need the Mishnah about Mu'ud. V'yishbina Mu'ud, if you only had taught it about Mu'ud, we might have said, you know what? He did so. He's paying full already. He's a Mu'ud. So you don't have to throw this on him also. Aval tam emalo tzricha. But by tam, you might say, no, he didn't pay so much yet. Emalo tzricha, period. Aaron, you're shaking your head. Maybe you're asking some of the Rishonim's question. Rishonim, say here, doesn't this Svara like totally go against every Kal V'chomer in Shas? Hey, he's already paying so much, so let's not throw this on top of him. What's the whole point of a Kal V'chomer? He's Chomer, so he should have something worse on him. Oh, tzarech Ian, not for now. But this Svar is like going against the whole lodge. Kal V'chomer, you can darshan yourself! That's the only one! And this is going against the whole nature of a Kal V'chomer. Okay, period. So, Raya number one is knocked down. Raya number two, Tashma. Ma bein tam lemuad. What's the difference between a tam and a muad? Shatam shalom chazin ezem migufo. A tam pays chati nezek migufo. Migufo means the chati nezek cannot be worth more than the value of the animal itself. By short tam, the halacha is he can never pay more than he is worth. He, the animal, is worth. So whatever is less. Whatever the owner pays either chatzi nezek, but if the value of the animal is less than chatzi nezek, you only pay that amount. You only pay the value of the animal. Umuad mishalim nezek shalim. But muad pays nezek shalim min ha'aliyah, even worth more than what the animal is worth. So that's the difference the Mishnah says. V'loktani, why doesn't the Mishnah say this difference? If it's true that chatzi nezek is knasa, there's another difference. Modeh b'knas. Why doesn't the Mishnah mention that difference? So the Gemara says, no ton of a shear. Ah, he left out other things too. Don't bother me, he left out one thing. So the Gemara says, by shear the high shear. So what else did it leave out? You need at least one other thing that it left out, right, in order to say that it left this out. So the Gemara says, shear chatzi kofer. It left out chatzi kofer. What does that mean? Let's say your shear Tom killed somebody. Killed a free person. So if you say... you have to pay half. Shor tam is always half. So it's not kofer, like we said in our Mishnah. It's chatzi kofer, half kofer. But if you say palganizka knasa, so then if you're moda in this case, you'd be pater totally. Be pater totally. Right? So that's another difference. That's another difference that you could have said. That paying chatzi kofer, that he wouldn't pay chatzi kofer al pi atzmo if you hold palganizka knasa, and you would pay full kofar by a sharmuah. So it left out that difference. So maybe that's, you know, that would answer for us. So Gemara says, no, maybe that's not such a raya. Maybe that's not considered something left out because it's not true. D ho mani or biyaseglili. Dabar tam mishalim chatzi kofar. Biyaseglili says, no, Tom does pay a chatzi kofar based on a special drasha that he learns out that Rashi quotes here. But either way, the Gemara says, therefore, maybe nothing else is left off, so therefore, maybe the Mandavra Palganis Kamama and has a Raya. But it's not a foolproof Raya, because the other Mandavra would say, it is left off. So, either way, we're still stuck. We don't have a Raya. So, we go to number three. Toshma. Hey, Mishori es ploni, o shor rosho ploni, harizim mishalim apiyatzma. The Mishnah says, if somebody comes to bed and it says, my shor killed ploni. That he pays by him, he pays, al piyatzmo. So my labatam, aren't we talking about a tam here where he's admitting to half payments, and therefore this is a raya that it's not a knas, right? Because he pays al piyatzmo. Lo b'muad, no, the Mishnah is about muad. Al batam mai, but what do you mean? So then what would you say about tam? If the Mishnah is about muad, but tam mai, ain't a mishal al piyatzmo. But tam you would say is a knas, and therefore you don't pay by yourself? So then the tani say, for what is the next part of the Mishnah go into a totally separate discussion of avdo shaploni, that if you come to Bezin and says, my shor killed avdo shaploni, ain't a mishal al piyatzmo, niflo v'nisibitida. Why don't you still talk about oxen? Why do you have to come up to a new case of knas where your shor killed an eved? Just still talk about oxen and differentiate between a tam and a muad. So Gemara says, no, kul b'muad kamari. We want to talk about muad. Why is it better to go to eved? Why is it better to go to tam? We want to talk all about muad. All halachas are muad. So that's why we switch to eved. But there's no raya that tam is not in the Mishnah. Next, Tashma number four and final. Zeha klal, we quote our Mishnah, finally. Right, Shem Kvetzis, unbelievable diak we had before. The rule is, the last line of our Mishnah said, call him Mishalim Yeser al Mashahizik and a Mishalim al Piyatzma. Anybody who pays more than he damaged does not pay by his own admission. But what are we Medaik? Hapachos Mashahizik, Mishalim al Piyatzma. So what can we be Medaik? There's one case where you're going to pay less. So if you pay less than what you admitted, you do pay al-piyatzmo, right? So isn't that a raya to Paganis Kamamona? So we said, no, lo teima, Paganis Mashahizik, don't be medayik. But the Mishnah says more versus less. Ela ema hakama shehizik mi pashal al-piyatzmo. Be medayik, if you pay more than what you damage, you don't pay al-piyatzmo. But if you pay exactly, if you made exactly what? Meaning by a mom in this case. Ala pachos ma'enim shalom al-piyatzmo. But less you wouldn't pay is also a knas. So why did the Mishnah say that? Listi zaklal kol she'enim shalom kama she'ezik enim shalom al-piyatzmo. The masha pachos masha yeser. Why didn't you just say what? Clear. If you don't pay exactly what you damaged. So where it says tiyufta. The tiyufta is a kasha. But the hilchas apagan is kamal knasa. Even though we just slugged up that shita, we still paskin like that shita. Tiyufta v'hilchaza? We just slugged it up. How can you say it's a tiyufta and we paskin that way? And where it says, yeah, in. Because it's not such a problem. It's not such a problem. Taima mai itosev mishum delok tani kamash yizik. What's your problem? Because it didn't say if you admit exactly what you damaged, no lo psikale. No, because there's another case out there that's less than what you damaged that you do pay al piatzmo. So it couldn't have just said a general rule including less than what you damaged. Why? Kivan deika chatzi nezek tsroros. Because there's a special din of chatzi nezek tsroros, which is in the category of regel. We mentioned before, keren shein and regel. Regel means regular, normal activities that the animal does. Your chayiv nezek shalim for regel. Animal tramples on your grass. Right? Your chayiv nezek shalim for that, because that's normal behavior. So what happens if an animal is walking in Rishas HaRabim and stones, pebbles, shoot out from the animal's foot and goes and breaks your car window? That's called tsroros. Pebbles. So really, what should you pay? If it's in regel, if it's normal behavior, you should say that is nezek shalem. No, hilchas a gemira la, which Rashi says is a halacha Moshe b'Sinai, that regel tsroros pays chatzi nezek. Half payment. So you see there's a half payment that you pay by yourself. That's why the Mishnah couldn't have said it. The Mishnah couldn't have left it, pachos mi shehizik, you don't pay by yourself. Couldn't have said that. To mamonahu, shemachi loktani. So you don't really have such a diuk against the manda amar palganizka knasa, so it's not such a tsyupta, and therefore we could paskin palganizka knasa. Period. There is a discussion whether halachamosh, hilchaz a gemira law always means halachamosh mi sinai. If you look on the first page of the Kidmas Ha'emek, which is the hagdam of the netziv to his appearance on the shiltos, he thinks it's a machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rashi all over, here, beginning above a comma, always says hilchaz a gemira law means halacha moshe misinai. But the Rambam, beginning of Pirush Mishnah, it says that there's only a certain number of halacha moshe misinais. And there seems to be many, many more in Shas. So the netziv thinks, and he proves it from Rambam's, hilchaz a gemira law, according to the Rambam, just means it's a misora. It's a misora that we have going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. But it's not in the category of halacha moshe misinai. Those are two different categories of Torah Sheval Peh. Right? What? How was the difference? Machlokas. I think he said machlokas. He said there can never be a machlokas about halacha moshe misinai. We see there are the Gemaras. What he means, so I think that's one of his nafkaminas. That's what the Chavos Yar is, a 10-page shuva that he has all these kashas on the Rambam. But then Siv says, those are not halacha moshe misinai, according to the Rambam. That's an advarim hamufurashim mukubalim ibn Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? That an es priates other as an esrik. Right? That's not a halacha moshe misinai. That's a misura, the Gemara says in Sukkah. Okay. So let's continue. Vahashta, period. Vahashta damer paganiska knasa. Once we say paganiska is knasa, so now we're going to generalize. We said earlier, that's in the category of keren. If you say it's knas, that means it's unusual. Like we said before, the svara that you pay, that you shouldn't pay anything. Right? It's really unusual. So therefore, every unusual act that an animal does is called keren, and it's called a knas. And therefore, you're not going to pay it in Bavel. Because you don't do dine krasas in Bavel. So therefore, haikabo dachal imri, a dog that eats some sheep, live sheep, Rashi says, v'shunra dachal tarnagoli, a cat that eats some chickens, ravervi, big chickens, mishunahu, it's unusual, v'lo magvinim ibavel. And we don't collect it in Bavel, because it's a knas. But if they're small animals, then it's normal, and therefore we would do it in Bavel, because that's mamanis, that would be shein. That would not be Karen. By the way, Tosafos of Baba Kama says, according to the Mandar Paganis Kamamona, you'd be putter in these cases. Because there's no precedence for being chayav on anything unusual. You'd be putter in these cases. Paganis Kismamona. V'i tafas lo mafkina mina. But if you're toe-face, if the victim would be toe-face the money, even in Bavel, we wouldn't have taken away from him. This is a huge line. We don't have time to talk about it. Tfisa by Knossos is one of the major nafkaminas about whether a knas exists yet or not. You can only grab it if it exists already. So this is a huge issue. Tfisa lo mafkina mina. Rashi says if you're toe-faced the mammon. Tosa says no, you know what we're talking about here? We're being toe-faced the animal itself. That's what Tosa says. Hamazag atzmo. Tosa's talking about. Relates to our issue about maybe because you can't be toe-faced the money, it doesn't exist yet. So that's we don't have time to get into it right now. Let's just finish. Yamar equally zimna of Eretz Yisrael. But what if even in Bavel, the victim says to the perpetrator, come to Eretz Yisrael with me because I want to judge the case. Mikvainan bay. Right? We say he has to come to Eretz Yisrael to make a time to come. Vilo, and if he doesn't, vilo azam shaptinan le, we put him in chayru. Benkach lo benkach mishaptinan le. Even if forget the court case, if he doesn't listen to the bezdin, we excommunicate him anyway. Da amrina le, because we say to him, salak hazekach, get your wild animal out of your house. Midr Reb Nassan, the Tanya Reb Nassan Omer, Reb Nassan says, Minayin Shalom, you got all them Kelav Rabbit to Beso. How do you know, says Reb Nassan, that you can't have a bad rabid dog in your house? Velo Yam et Sulam Ru'ah B'tal Beso, or you can't have anything dangerous in your house? Sulam Ru'ah, Shenamar, Velo Sassan Dabim Vesecho, the Pasuk by Makeh, you cannot have any potential liabilities in your house. Just to end off, the Ritva and the Rosh say, if there's an Isser and you're going to excommunicate him, how do you ever have a Shara Muad? If after the first time he does something, it says, because he does these things, you can get him out of your house. How do you ever have a Shara Muad? After the first time, you're going to get out of your house. No, it says the Tosfos HaRosh here and the Ritva here. No, it must be the difference between Kelev Ra and a Shor. A Shor is expected to be a little wild. A dog that's wild is a Kelev Ra, and you have to get it out. Okay? Hadron Alech Elanaris. By the Shem, we start the fourth parak tomorrow. I go in Chodesh to all as we go into Tishrei and Cheshvan. Today's shir is a sponsor of the Refuah Shleima, Yosef Tzvi Bein Rachel Pesel. Beth Shem is having a procedure at the beginning of next week. Needs a Refuah. And Refuah Shleima, Moshe Dov Ben Chayasar. Yes.